Riddle Me That is brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Use creation tools right from your phone and your computer, and Anchor will distribute your podcast to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And it's free. And now, your host, Alex Riddle.
What is up, everybody? You're tuning into the Riddle Me That podcast with your host, Alex Riddle. Football's back, and that's the only thing that's on our minds. RMT is here to discuss NFL and the Fichtner podcast. Those are the two things on the agenda today. That's all anyone really cares about. You know, there's nothing like waking up in the morning and getting texts, and the only text being, when's RMT coming out? I need RMT. I need to, you know, get horned up to my team. That's all I want to see. I've actually been sick all week. Not even at work today. I actually called in today. Trying to come in, and they're like, you stay at home. Your doctor's note doesn't let you come back till Friday. I said, hey, okay, I'll stay home one more day. It actually has been terrible. Some not COVID, but definitely some sort of upper respiratory. But we grind. We do it for the podcast. If I sound congested, you know why. But we grind. We do it for the boys. Football's back. Football's life, right? It's basically, you know, people tell me, oh, I've been waiting to do this, you know, something totally unrelated. You know, I've been waiting to go to the grocery store until football's back. Or, you know, that's a bit extreme. But, you know, people's life start again once football starts. So we'll talk NFL, but this pod is it's dedicated to the Fic. I love you, boys, but you're also going to hate me. You know, because week one means week one of power rankings and projections. And so that's when life starts. Riddle Me That is brought to you by PointsBet. If you haven't already, which if you haven't already, it's just ridiculous. Sign up for PointsBet using the promo code YOUNGCS13. That's YOUNG. The letters CS13. If you're a new user to PointsBet and you put that code in, you get two risk-free bets, right? One standard bet, one points bet. If you don't know what a points bet is, look it up. It's not hard, right? You can download from your phone, right? You don't have to go into PointsBet like you used to. They changed that last March in Illinois. Anywhere up to $200 for, you know, a standard bet, or I think it's $200 or $500, somewhere in that range. It says it on the ticket. If you lose, you get your money back. It's legit. I lost my first bet. I did it, and I used my risk-free bet. I did 50, used a $50 free bet on Bama, Georgia. Bang, bang. Right? You can get it back. Now, that being said, on this ticket, right, you cannot. So let's say you put down, you know, $100. You can do up to four bets. So you can do 25s, you can do 250s, or $100, just to clarify. Some people were confusing that before. But let's get into enough about points, but let's get into the Fic madness here. Week one, the boys have been asking. The boys will receive their first preseason power rankings for Fic. This is by far the hardest rankings to do, because I'm basing it off, you know, pure judgment of maybe last year's tendencies to players I haven't even seen play this year. Football's different every year, right? You never know, you know, who's coming to play. Someone's going to be a top five running back one year. For no reason, they're going to be a, you know, top 40 back the next year. It's just the way it goes. But that's why we love the game, though, right? It's why we love the game. We just had a draft here on Sunday. We were supposed to boat draft it. You know, You know, that was the plan. You know, we were hyping up the boat draft. But weather did not permit. Weather did not permit on Sunday. Otherwise, we would have had our trunks on. And we know that. Well, I don't have some trunks. So I've shorted it. But trunks on the deck, translating to the yacht. But No yacht for us. We drafted the Wilton household. Fine draft area as well. And we had quite the presentations for the team names this year. I think that's also one of the most exciting things is the name reveal. We've really hyped up the name reveal as a group. You know, Nasser had a presentation. You know, he had a full presentation. He came up there. I mean, if that's not dedication, I don't know what is. Setting the bar early. Tendencies. Right? We like to use the word tendencies quite a bit in our league. You know, we say a lot of things in our league that won't make a lot of sense to other people unless you're in the league. Which is why our league is so special. Which is why I'm due for where's Anthony Santos at? Right? Where's little Chris Clausen? He's probably in the gym. I mean, good for him. He deserves it. That's a good man right there. You know, that man looks good. Where's Jared at? Jared's probably, you know, he's probably still trying out for some college, you know, to play baseball out in West Coast. He always, you know, really getting personal. You know, shout out to Jared. You know, I'll, like, post a bet slip on my Snapchat, right? And then he'll, like, comment on it and be like, loser, LOL. Like, that's not going to hit. Like, who does that? Who comments on a bet slip and just is negative? Like, where's the, you know, actually, you know, the last one I had, you know, my, you know, I had like Sixers, Djokovic to win Wimbledon, Avalanche and the Sockies. Avalanche and Djokovic cash. Sixers did not cash. Sockies are not going to cash. Right? But, you know, someone else, I had like two being like sending me their bet slip of that bet slip. If that doesn't get you horned up, I don't know what does. Right? But we don't have people in this league that would comment something like, a Jarrett, right? And then he's, you know, he has his league. And you know what? I respect a lot of the people in that league, right? But it's things just look a little suspicious sometimes, right? We go Instagram Live. They go Instagram Live. We do laps. They do laps. And I'm sure they'd say the same thing about our league. But unfortunately, we just have dates. We have dates set, right? We have evidence. We have the pod, right? Where's your pod? Let's see your pod and then let's link up. Let's have a day. Let's settle this, right? Or let's collab. I'm down for a collab. Right? But end of the day, I'm not trying to start anything. You know, this is just content, right? This is RMT. RMT is doing its thing. And people are more interested right now in the name reveal and the week one preseason rankings for the Fiedler Cup. So let's just get into it. It's about to get ugly, right? It's about to get real sloppy, just like my team this year. But I think the theme of this year is let's get dirty. Let's get nasty. For week one, the player that's on top of, you know what? I feel like we should start from the bottom, right? I feel like for the first week, you know what? No, I think the first week you start on top, and then from the weeks go on, we start from 10 to 1. I think more people are interested to see who starts off at the number 1. I'm fine with that. If you don't like it, so be it. Number 1. The most controversial ever number one spot of week one. We have Ethan Hallman, a.k.a. Tiny Tees. So some of these names I just can't say. So I'm just going to abbreviate it. If it doesn't make sense, so be it. The boys get what I'm saying. Tiny Tees, week one power ranking. Highest projected points this week. Right? I got to go with Hallman. He had a good draft. Got Derrick Henry and Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp fell because we're idiots, right? But Hallman deserves a week one. And you know what? If anything, that's just a bad omen. I believe Nasser was week one power ranking leader last year. I don't know if you want to be week one. You might want to stay away from the top. Because obviously my first insights aren't very good. But here it is, Hallman. Number one, cherish this moment. And number two, we have someone that probably deserves to be up there. Tendencies, someone that's, despite a couple minor freak appearances, been on top. And number two, we have Mr. Nick Fornato, Minneapolis Mike Caputo's number 9 pick in the draft. You know, snags Alvin Kamara, snags Saquon, Josh Allen, Mark Andrews. I like this top of the team, but he has depth. You know, I like his late Alan Lazar pick, Ramondre Stevenson. It's a good team right there. That's someone that's confident in what he's doing. And I like that. So he gets the number 2 spot. Probably should be number 1 as he's your reigning champion, I will add. Not to jerk off Nato anymore, but he does deserve it. I still have the trophy here. He needs it. He'll get that in due time. But maybe it's good that I'm not putting you at number one now. It's no disrespect to put Holman in front of you, right? It's just, it's what has to be done based on this year's teams. Holman had a good draft. Right? Just because you won last year doesn't mean you're going to win this year. I know that the hard way. I love going first to worst. First to worst. Right? Number three. We have someone that probably had my favorite team name. You know, someone that is trying to change that locker room presence around. Someone that, you know, who wasn't confident in his team at first when he was drafting, but really confident afterwards. Which, you know what? I jinxed him last year. Hopefully I'm not jinxing him again. But we had number three. We had Mr. Mike Nasser, Liam's Tent. Great name. Liam, my guy. That's so funny. But, you know, McCaffrey, Debo, CeeDee, Kyler Late. I could get to this team. I could get to this team. I like this team. Has some swag. And number four, we have someone that's trying to make a turnaround this year. Someone that's already very confident in his team. He wants all this praise in the group chat as if, you know, he deserves, oh, I've drafted a good team. Tell me something good about my team. Like, oh, you drafted a good team, huh? Well, this year, let's do something about it. Right? Let's prove that you have what it takes to whoop it out. Whatever that means. You know what it means. And number four, we got Big Ticket Review, Nick Pastuvik, Dan Fernando's Vegas Suns, a.k.a. Vegas. You know, I like Vegas' team. Najee, Stephon Diggs. Could have got Cooper Kupp. Don't know why he didn't do that. Gave Holman Cooper Kupp. I don't like that, but Diggs, still a good receiver. Higgins, Keenan, Elijah Mitchell, Lake, Dalton, Schultz, Brady, okay ticket. No Nick Chubb, no Tyreek Hill, no tendencies. I like that. I like that team. There's your love. You know, I didn't text you anything because I'm not, you know, that's not how I roll. I'll give it to you in person or on the pod. And number five. You know, we have someone that, you know, it's correct. They would have the best 2018 fantasy team, like all Madden team. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be good this year. You know, this is someone that has the last couple of years has struggled. He'll be the first to admit it. You know, he holds himself to a high standard. But this is a proven champion. And you know, a lot of people say that, you know, I jerk him off a lot. Not like that, just fantasy-wise. You know, I send him, you know, too much praise. Well, this is someone that you never want to play week one. Someone you never want to play first round of the playoffs. And that is number five, Team Cough Daddy. Right, going with the name that always did him well. You know, Austin Eckler, Devontae, Zeke, Mahomes, Waller. Little Michael Thomas, Hopkins for week 8. Right? I like that team. Yeah. Zeke, you know, older, but he's going to get goal line touches. Right? Devontae could be a beast in Vegas. Eckler might have his best season ever. So, you know what? I don't mind that team. And he's projected one less than Team Holman, who happened to play each other week 1. So, stuff's going to change in the power rankings fast. That's why I do kind of love week one rankings. You can go back and look and see how gross they are by the end of it. How wrong I was. Well, that's fine. It's hilarious. Number six. We have someone that went back to an original name. Someone that, you know, taught me a very valuable lesson this week on never give up on your team. Someone that just brings the heart and soul, I feel like, to this league, you know. Been in this league for a while now, but, you know, like me, wasn't in it originally. But this is someone that you call a key acquisition that holds everything together. And that is Mr. Luke Lebo, Moon Racers. Right? About that action is still my favorite. So coming in here at number six here, had the fifth pick in the draft, Dalvin, Kelsey, Javonte, Herbert, like Williams, little Cortland Sutton. I like that. Rashad Penny late could be good. Elijah Moore, I heard, could be a sleeper. Renfro, pretty deep team there. Singletary late. A little Youngway. Okay. Okay, Moon Racers. I feel like this is more of like, yeah, this is my rankings, but I'm kind of hyping up each team here. I feel like you guys shouldn't take these too serious. Like, just because you're at 6 through 10 doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to suck. Obviously, what do I know? Right? I'm do my best here, man. Do my best. But shit on me still. It's fine. I like getting shit on. It's all good. Literally and physically. Whatever. Whatever you want. And number 7. We had someone that took shots this year. Someone that just trying to sneakily get in there and just come out of nowhere. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. But I gotta give him credit. That's good. Good name reveal this year. For Mr. Klein, the barely legals. Everyone knows what that means. I think the barely legals, Klein hands at number 7. Unfortunately, you know what? I don't mind his team. I have him at 7 because I'm not, you know, definitely downgraded points for the name, you know, as expected. But, you know, he went receiver first with Jefferson. Jones I like, but could be. But he did, you know what? I can't even say AJ Dillon because he has AJ Dillon. I like that handicap. DJ Moore, tendencies. I feel like he always has DJ Moore. Nick Chubb, I like, but the Browns are gross. So it kind of depends on what he's doing. I like the late Burrow pick. Also, it's Kareem Hunt. So he's heavy in on there, but a lot of handicapping here. So, you know, could be good, could be bad. Darnell Mooney, I like Mooney late. Garrett Wilson, good rookie right there. Clement, risky being your first tight end, you know, even though I like the Bears, you know, good energy, but tight end spec could use a little improvement. So overall, it's like, you know, low risk, high reward for Klein. I think, you know, a lot of boom or bust. That's never a bad thing. You know, if he booms, everyone else is busting. So number 7, Klein. Number 8. Someone that thought it would be a good idea to draft 3 quarterbacks and 2 tight ends. Someone that, you know, likes to prove himself as a good ball player, I guess. Someone that's, quote-unquote, in charge of the league. Then again, you know, his team is still, like, somehow, like, I could go to the bathroom with this. I don't know how. It's gross, though. It is gross. Now that I'm looking at it, I'm looking at the board right now. It's kind of gross. I mean, yeah, you have Mixon and DeAndre. That's 2 running backs. But just like, I don't know, Mixon, that's like, I don't know why that combo just doesn't mix. It's like you're mixing 2 things into a pot and it's just going to get sloppy. And A.J. Brown is your number 1 receiver. A-Rob in the 5th. Kittle, groin injury. Damien Harris, who isn't even going to get the majority of the carries. Juju, trying to reamp his career in Kansas City. He's going to get lost in the sauce. Gibson, I saw he went to like the oh my God, Luke, prove me wrong, buddy. And then for quarterbacks, let's get Matt Stafford, Dak Prescott, Mac Jones, Velsis Jones, and Julio. It's just a write-in for Julio Jones. Jeez. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. And Harrison Butker, who loves to miss field goals. Wow, I just destroyed the... Oh yeah, and his name? The Commissioner. Commissioner from last year. Okay, Commissioner. You got some proving to do. But hey, you know, I'm right there with you. Hey, I haven't even said my team name yet, so that's where I'm with on my team. I feel like I'm putting myself towards the end because I don't want to, you know, come across like I'm too confident in my team. I don't want to be that guy. But that's Commissioner at 8. And number 9. All right, we have someone that's also going back to tendencies. Someone that, yet again, not able to make the draft. You know. But, I respect it. You know what? He was on a boat on Sunday. Rough service. He called Lebo. He got the picks in. Right, he did pick someone that got shot, which is classic. You knew he was going to do that, and he had to get the Bears deep. But number 9, going back to tendencies, Big Sam. Big Sam. Just a lot of hit or misses for this guy. I mean, you're going Jonathan Taylor. Can't go wrong with Taylor. I just think it's early for Mike Evans. I don't know if Mike Evans can be your, you know, he could be your number one receiver, but that early, I don't know. And then Tyreek Hill, who I like, also I think is a little early. Right? And then you're going Akers, because you could have gotten James Conner, Javonte Williams. You could have got both those guys. You could have had, like, or even just one of those guys, and had you could have gotten Taylor, Javonte, or James Conner, and Tyreek Hill. Oh, man, cool. That could have been hot. But no, you went Mike Evans, because that's tendencies. Cam Akers, Dobbins, risky. I do like Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he's going to be good. But then another receiver. Yeah, so it's another receiver. Hockenson, tendencies. Robbie Gould and the Bears. I mean, it's just, you were the number one pick. I just feel like you didn't do anything with that. I would have taken the number one pick. I would have loved the number one pick. Right? At number 10. All right. We have, you know, the only person left who is coming out to prove something this year. I'm not going to lie. When I'm looking at the board, right, tough being with heavy running back. Everyone took a running back, right, until besides JJ in the fifth or the fourth. It's a running back heavy league. Not easy being tough. But you know what? I still haven't making excuses, so I'm going to take that back. I don't want any excuses, right? But we're putting Riddle's Revenge Tour, RMT, at 10. And that's not because I'm not confident in my team, right? But it's just a gross team. And, you know, and listening to the banter last week, no one's talking about my teams. I think people think it sucks, which is fine. But I'm not about to go on my own podcast and put myself in a winning contention because that would set me up to die. So purposely for you guys, I'm putting myself 10th so I can climb my ass back up on the ladder. Right? And let's just go through my team. We got a little Jamar Chase. Not a big fan of the receiver first round, but I'm not taking Saquon as my first pick. Right? But we'll take Uncle Lenny as my second. I love Uncle Lenny. Right? He might tear his ACL second game because I'm high on him this year. That doesn't mean he's not a good running back. My God, I'll take Uncle Lenny if I have him. Right? ETN, end of the third, kind of gross, but what do I want? David Montgomery or Cam Akers? No. ETN could be good this year. And we got a little handicap James Robinson, right, in the 12th round. That's fine. Right, so if James Robinson pops off, I'll take him. Right, and then we went ballsy. Mark Andrews still on the board, but we'll take Kyle Pitts because I love the athleticism. And he's going to be getting garbage time because Atlanta sucks. Right, so Pitts is always going to be catching balls when they're down 0 to 48. Right, maybe he'll even score. Yeah, he'll get 20. And then we got a little bout the action Lamar. Why is Lamar dropping all the way to the 5th? Right, and then a little Waddle and Brandon Cooks, 1,000 yards both last year. Right, Waddle's only going to get better with Tyreek Hill. When Tyreek Hill's getting double teamed, who's getting the ball? Waddle. Right, Tua, he might suck, but he can throw a pass in there. I saw him last year. Right, he might go 2 for 10, but those are going to Waddle. Cooks, give me Davis Mills right now. Because you know what we also got with Cooks? Damian Pierce, little running game. And Kauf, you know, when Zeke Elliott decides to get too tired, they're going to put little Tony Pollard. So I just got a little, I'm just trying to get as horned up for my team as I can while I still can. Right? It's a gross team. It's a lot of gross teams to play for. But we love it. That's why we're putting yourself 10. Right? I got nothing else to say about these teams. I wish everybody luck. Right? Just being able to say, you know, talk about people's teams again. It's so fun. You know, it's kind of funny. On Sunday, I didn't feel great at the draft. So everyone's like talking shit, trying to talk shit about the teams. I felt so bad. I was just sitting on the couch. I was like, if anyone shits on my team, I have no defense because I just don't have the energy, nor do I have the energy to roast on a different team and get shit back. But now in the pod, we're feeling a little better. So anyone that wants to take shots back, I feel like everyone's doors are open now. It's like, as Nasser said today, let the shit talking begin. Nasser was just calling out shots. I would love for Coughlin to see the group chat. he's playing on fire. I want to see when those two play each other. But speaking of matchups, that was a huge opening segment, a 20-minute opener. So be prepared to sit down, strap it down. We're going to go through matchups really quickly here. These are going to be, I pretty much set everyone's teams. So I'm just going to go quickly to see my predictions for week one. And let's see what we got going on here. Week one, okay, we're starting off with two teams here trying to make a statement week one. We have the Yuengling Moon Racer slash I can't even say it. I'm going with Moonracers. You know what your new name is. I can't say it. The PCs taking on Big Sam, both projected pretty much the same score. It's pretty much a pick'em right now. But I'm gonna take the Yungerland. I don't want to play. You know, getting Lebo at a pick'em value, you know, never a bad thing. I just like him making a statement week one. I feel like, you know, he's confident in his team. I like it. Usually takes Big Sam a few weeks to get into the thick of things. But Big Sam can always surprise you, so don't always hit it. But I'm taking Yungerland first week, Luke Lebo. The commissioner taking on Liam's 10. Nasser, heavy favorites in this one. But I think I'm going to take the points on the commissioner. So I'm going to take the spread. But I'm taking Nasser to win here. I just think too much at stake in the locker room. I can't back, you know, I never want to bet against the commissioner, right? But as I said, I'm taking the points, I'm taking the spread, but I'm taking Nasser in a money line parlay. And I just think that's the right play here. I think too deep and too confident of a team so far week one. Taking Nasser. Minneapolis and Conundrum. That's an interesting week one matchup. That's two guys that seem to play off each other. They got a little thing going. They're always looking at each other. They always got some sort of inside Vinny Gods thing going. You know, I'm like, how do I get involved in that? You can't. It's just what they have. You know, I kind of like, you know, I want to take the Conundrum's money line so bad. So bad. But I'm taking the Caputo spread. I just like that squad. I like the matchups. Week one, Kamara, Atlanta. Oh, my God. He's going to run all over them. I'm not sold to Aaron Jones at Minnesota, nor Nick Chubb at Carolina. I don't know. That's gross matchups. JJ, well, no, Packers defense is good, too. Yeah, I like the matchups for Caputo. I'm taking the spread. Caputo's over the Conundrums. Cough Daddy and the Tiny Tees. Holman versus Cough Daddy. Wow, that is literally a straight pick'em. Literally a pick'em. Oh, man. Man, oh, man. I don't even know who I should take here. You know what? I'm taking Holman week one. I'm sorry, Cough. I'm taking Holman week one. You know, he's having us over for Thursday night. Oh, man, Cough's going to kill me. Hey, but this is my excuse. I don't always suck off Cough. I always suck him off. So I'm taking Holman this one. I just feel like so much more to lose. Like, Holman was talking so much shit on Sunday. If he doesn't win, you know, it's going to really hurt him. So in that sense, you know, Coughlin's probably good. Coughlin does not want me to pick him. I know him. He'll be like, thank you for not picking me. So this is for you, Cough, I guess. But I'm taking Holman. I just think he's going to come out. You know, he's come out with a statement. He's trying to back up his shit talk. But who knows? Holman, when he talks shit, usually we know what happens. We usually know what happens when Holman likes to talk the shit. So if anything, I'm just jinxing the shit out of him right now. So be it. I'm going with Team Holman week one. In the last matchup here, we have Dan Vernado's Vegas Sun, Nick Pastuvik, and Riddle's Revenge Tour, RMT. Pastuvik, slight home favorites here, minus three. You can get 3.5 on FanDuel. Man, I do understand, I mean, based on my rankings, why I'm the 3-point underdog here. I am on the road. Going into Vegas is never easy. He's a re-ants team. Right? But plus three on the road? Revenge Tour? Give me the points and the money line. Come on now. Vegas is confident, yes. But he hasn't backed it up yet. Right? He hasn't done anything yet. All he's done is talk. Right? And that's all I'm doing. But I'm coming in with, you know, if I'm going down, I'm going down in a fight. Right? I'm coming in there this week. And we're going to see what Vegas is all about. I love Vegas. I'll go to Vegas. All right, Vegas is where we can get it on, baby. Give me the points on the money line. I just love where my team's at. I kind of hyped up my team. I'm ready for it. Let's get it going. This right here is how you start a football season. People want the pod. They're going to get the pod. I sound sick as a dog. I'm You know, I'm like wiping my nose, the tissue right now. I'm trying here. I'm busting my ass with this squad. But that's not why I do it. I do it because I love it. Right? We do it for the boys. Right? Do anything for this league. Because it's definitely the best thing that's ever happened to me. Even if I'm the freak every year. Which I'm not. Right? That was my whole part of the Reynolds Revenge Tour. Nobody remembers the wins. It's all about the losses. But that's also, you know what? You can't let that define you. You can't, gotta block out the noise. For all you sports people out there, bettors, whoever you are, you gotta block out the noise. If you let the noise get to you, right, it's not gonna work long term. That's week one, everybody. My bet of the week this week. So, you know, we're not doing a rant this week. I feel like my last pod or my last segment was pretty much a rant. And the G4 spot of the week is just football's back. So, as I said, I'm not feeling well this week, so I'm getting through this pod as best I can. I gave it my all last segment. So we're just going to do a bet of the week. And then we're going to call it quits. But, you know, good length of the, you know, of the pod. I just got to get back to nursing my health, man. So, bet of the week this week. We're taking to the NFL game. It's a tough, tough game. And I'm not going to lie. I'm using my FanDuel no sweat bet. $20 bet. And we're going with the Rams plus 2.5. This is a tough game because the Bills are getting, you know, they're Super Bowl favorites. Everyone is on the Bills to win the Super Bowl this year. Everyone. I saw every Fox analyst pick the Bills. Right? But here are the Rams, defending champs, getting plus 2.5 at home. Now, notice here, I'm taking plus 2.5. My boy, Million Dollar Marco, he's not my boy, but I wish he's my boy, right, is on Bills' money line in this crazy big parlay, which is good because he's not confident enough to take the Bills' spread, right? Plus 2.5 seems like a bad number, but the Rams play gross, remember, right? The Rams, especially at home with that defense, I could totally see it being 15-14 Bills, right? Or, the, you know, some team winning by 1 or 2 points. So notice how I'm taking the spread here. I'm not taking the money line. You notice in football, especially with, you know, underdog, if you're kind of underdog, take the spread a lot of the times. It's not worth taking the money. The money line's plus 114. It's not even that juicy. Right, yeah, it's better than Bills minus 134. That's what I'm also saying. There's no value in taking 134 in the Bills unless you're doing, well, I guess, what Marco's doing in a parlay. Right? Or the spread, minus 2.5 on the road? No. I'll lose on the points at home. I will lose on the points at home. Luke Boyd is on the Rams. I texted before. He's one of those guys you don't want to be on the other side against. Came over to my house on Sunday, took Florida State, fell asleep, wasn't even watching and won. So that's the type of guy you want on your side. So I'm taking the Rams at home. They're McVay, 5-0, straight up and against the spread, week ones. Super Bowl contenders, or Super Bowl champions, I should say, in the last century, 19-3. Overall record after the Super Bowl win. That's an insane record. All right. And the Rams against the spread. I mean, it almost seems too perfect, but it's just like, even though Josh, I think the Bills are the better team based on talent, but they're missing Travion White. Right? Pretty big defensive presence. You know, who's guarding Cooper Kupp? Right? I saw from last year, too, I was all about the Bills. And I'm like, oh, at Tennessee, let's go Bills. Like, they're like the same line. Loss. Right, the Bills are good, but Thursday night football, defending champs at home, you don't think they want to show out? No. Rams, plus 2.5. I will lose on that. But they're not going to lose. They're not going to lose. Right, take the points, though. Take the points. That's all the time we have today on the Real Me That podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Football's back, so just enjoy life while you can. But whatever life you were living just now, it's about to get a hell of a lot better with football. I don't know what it is, but good vibes going to everybody. I wish everyone a good first weekend. Enjoy the college football on Saturday, too. College football Saturday, NFL Sunday. Let's get it on. I love all you guys. Riddle Me That is out.